My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Tomorrow, the QB tears. I'm releasing my QB tears on the show. In the print version, I will be leaving Deshaun Watson out. You have to listen to the show to figure out what tier I put Deshaun Watson in. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think okay. So.
Now, the QB tiers, if you remember, there's tier one, which I deem fourth quarter Kirk Cousins, which is elite. Tier two is 1 p.m. Kirk Cousins, which is franchise. By the way, that's where Deshaun Watson was last year, getting ready for 2023.
Ooh.
Tier three, leftover pot roast Kirk Cousins. These are placeholders slash journeymen. Baker Mayfield was in this category last year to start the season. Where will he be in the 2024 version? Tier 4, 4 p.m. Kirk Cousins. These are QBs on the bubble. It can go one way or the other. Last year, Kyler Murray was in this mix. Russell Wilson was in here. Sam Howell, Desmond Ridder, Trey Lance, Jordan Love. Ooh, Jordan Love was in this mix. Ooh.
Just signed a big contract.
Now, tier five, there is the fifth tier, gender reveal video pass Kirk Cousins, unknown or a rookie. How's that tickle your fancy?
Excited about it.
Last year, Will Levis, Anthony Richardson, Kenny Pickett, Stetson Bennett, Bryce Young, CJ Stroud. Got a pretty good feeling Bryce. Where I know where I'm going to put CJ Stroud this year in my QB tiers, but that's going to be tomorrow.
And where's Kenny Pickett? To the Eagles now?
Is Kenny Pickett on the...
He's on the Eagles.
Yeah, but is he even on the tiers? That's the whole thing of this.
No.
I don't think he's even on the tiers this year. You got to be a starter, right?
I know where he is on Filippone's tier.
I don't... Who knows with that guy anymore? Now it's all Justin Fields and who knows? Yeah, what are you going to do? That's him, not us. You had an argument last week that you couldn't get started and you were frustrated by it.
Well, the whole show, I couldn't believe it because I thought, all right, you know, sometimes you have an opinion and you feel like it's going to rile people up. It's an opinion that I've had. Like, I didn't love when the NFL went to 17 games. So if I didn't love that, you knew how I'd feel about them going to 18. So I jotted down while you were on vacation five reasons that I felt legitimate that I thought it was a bad idea for the NFL to go to 18 games. And then it seemed like I convinced the people that were on the show. So everybody agreed. And as, you know, I think some people understand about this format, this medium, if everybody just agrees, then it's not really a great topic to discuss on the radio. So I felt like, well, when Ken comes back, he'll want to crush me on this.
Because
there's no world where Ken Carmen wants less football.
I'm not just going to sit there and talk to you just to extend the segment.
No, I would never accuse you of that. I just assumed that if you have somebody in the room saying they want less football, that was going to be extremely offensive to your sensibilities.
Well, let's see where you go on this. You have five different, you had five things,
yep,
right?
Five reasons.
Now, I didn't hear the segment last week. This was with Danny, correct?
Yep.
And he just agreed with you, and then everybody else in the room apparently agreed
with
you?
Well, I had already been there, and I actually might disagree a little bit now I've thought about it.
You want to tag team him. We could do that. That might be fun.
Of course.
Of course, you'll turn around and pull the chair on me, but that's okay.
Yeah,
makes it fun.
Third man in. What are you going to do? So what do you got?
So I said the quarterback injuries, because we got up to 2 years ago, it was 68. I think last year it was like 66. But it's way up from when there were 16 games. And so you can imagine what it's going to be like when we get to 18 games. Okay. We're going to be up near 80 quarterbacks and just a lot of games I won't watch with backups versus backups.
Because they're having preliminary talks about 18 games,
yes,
right? Is how this all goes. Okay, continue.
The next one was scarcity. How what the NFL has over everybody is that every game is life or death. The more games you add, stands to reason, those games are going to mean less. I had one that I had never thought about it before, but I have enough friends that lose money on gambling that I said, gamblers, said, why do casinos want to keep you in the casino?
I'll knock that right down.
Because they know the longer you gamble, the more money you will lose. Mm. The longer, more weeks you have to gamble on the NFL, the more money you will lose. So I'm trying to save money for people. The other one, load management, where whether it's teams or whether it's players, the more games you add to a season, they're just going to flake out on certain games. I'm not feeling great. And maybe the team will be okay with that. Like, yeah, why would we want them playing all these games? I know there are incentives and contracts, but, you know, that stuff is negotiated. Mm-hmm. And finally, I said, and I was thinking of guys like Nick Chubb, when you had 16 games and you moved to 18 games, that's two games a year. So over the course of eight seasons, you have a full season longer that these players are going to play. So just logically, while your favorite player might play the exact same amount of games, you'll have less years to get excited about them playing because of the wear and tear and what that's going to do to them. So those are my five reasons.
Okay. They're all good reasons. Well, except for one. The gamblers thing, I think you throw that one out the window. Gambling's supposed to be fun, and it's one more opportunity to have fun, to let it ride. I think it could be maddening because you're always ending it. See, I think this is different. You know, 18 games is 18 games, so it's always going to feel like you're adding at the end of the season, so it always feels like there's going to be so many more games that don't count. I could see a scenario. You look at what's going on right now in July. Could you see the NFL going, you know what? High school football starts in like the third week of April or August anymore. Do we want to start the NFL maybe last week August? Forget Labor Day.
I have wondered about that too.
Are they willing to do something like that? Because always Labor Day is.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Like, all right, you've been through preseason. you get this nice little extra, like, okay. And then it's Tuesday, and we're getting ready for week one of the NFL season. It, like, hits you, and there's excitement for Thursday night and everything with the Browns going on Sunday and this, that, and the other. I don't think that matters. You know, but losing money or anything like that, it's up to you, right? I think it's another opportunity to have fun. So I marked that right off. You can't use gamblers as a reason to not have an extra game when they have another opportunity to gamble on something. Scarcity of games. Again, I go back to the whole schedule of it. It's still more actual football to get involved in. I do think, and this is what I'm learning a little bit from Hard Knocks, not training camp stuff, but the offseason stuff. People love fantasy football because they love to put teams together. I think it's been very interesting to see all the Joe Shane stuff and seeing how, because that, not a lot of us, we think we can coach football games. Not a lot of us can actually do it. There's a lot that goes into it. That's why the staffs are so big. And that's not much fun to get into. But the offseason stuff's a big deal. I still think that we love to judge football games, because even though we might not think we can do it, we love to judge them. So they'll judge them. So that doesn't matter to me. That knocks it down. QB injuries. That's a hell of a point. I mean, you had 67 last year?
I think you had 64.
60, okay.
But you had more the year before.
Over 60 is a lot, yeah. Right? QB injuries. But I did say about what Lombardi said earlier today, and I know Lombardi's name is mud around these parts, but there are numbers that are showing that RPO is going down.
Yeah.
Are we trying to protect our quarterbacks more? Will quarterbacks be more protected with an 18-game schedule? So I don't know if you can use, it's been 2 years of sky-high QB injuries.
You have to play differently.
You are right. But I think you have to play differently. So I can't say that that's always going to be, it's another opportunity to get a quarterback hurt, yes. But I can't use that as a reasoning against 18 games.
Yeah, just real quick, Ken, I want to get to the other ones.
Yeah.
Me personally, I'm not the same as you on this. Like, I'll watch more basketball games that don't mean anything, so you probably would think that's crazy. I am just not into December football for teams that are eliminated and or...
Well, that's why you have the unwatchables.
Have backup quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Am not watching those games.
Do you already have a preseason one on the unwatchables yet?
I said the Raiders. That was a team I had on there.
Wow.
I wasn't that interested in the Raiders. Things could change. I'm sure the Houston Texans were on that list at some point last year.
Much as I've watched Hard Knocks, I think of the Giants.
Giants!
I'm like, I just don't believe in you guys at all.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you got Brian Burns, so what? You got one over there real quick?
For unwatchables?
Yeah. Unwatchable.
I was probably going to go Giants, too.
Wow.
That's fine.
Because the most interesting thing about them is what the front office is not doing, and you're getting to see that right now.
And they're making all these moves, and I'm like, I don't believe any of you are going to be here next year. Yeah. I really don't. I think you missed your window. But Joe Shane didn't draft Daniel Jones. Maybe they'll be in the market for Dak Prescott next year. I don't know. The other one's Nick Chubb. You mentioned Nick Chubb with less years. That's warranted, but they're not going to play that extra 18th game for free. So you're still going to make a game check based on that. Now, that might not matter in the long term when it comes to pension, but how many of these guys actually play long enough to draw a pension anyway? Actually, very few.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the grand scheme of thing that matters when you're thinking, well, if I play two more years, I'll get a pension. I think that they want their $52,000 or whatever it is for a game, depending on your contract. I think they want that right now. The load management thing, I save this for last. This is what I knock down, and I say you got to have an 18-game schedule because I think there's balance to 18 games. It's a nice even number that goes with it. You can finish 500. I think finishing 500 is very important to coaches. I think it's very important to staff. You've seen Rex Ryan kept the job with the Jets. They celebrated like they won the freaking Super Bowl when they went to 8-8 out of 7-8 because they knew they were keeping Rex the next year.
The second year of Stefanski, didn't they go 8-9? They went 8-9 one year.
Yes.
And it was like, well, that's a bad year. If it would have been 8-8, we would have went, it wasn't playoffs, but it was.
Exactly.
Not losing record.
9-9, you're like, man, still won 9 games.
Yeah.
Like I know over the course of time, 9 games won't mean as much, but 500, the difference between, and a lot of former guys will tell you, guys who got fired, if they would have won week 17 or week 18 in that matter. So I think that nice round number helps. When you bring up the load management.
You're a fan, do you want that coach coming back if they've
struggled? That's the whole argument. That's what makes it fun. You might not give a damn about 500.
But you'd be
a
fan openly rooting against your team if you didn't want that coach coming
back. How many
people
have done that, including the guy sitting across the table from me?
I've done it many a times. I just admit it. So many people won't admit it.
I've never done it.
The only reason that I in the hindsight, thinking about having an 18th game I'd be okay with, is when they added the extra team to the playoffs, that took the last week especially out of it, because I know you're still jockeying for position, but, I mean, last year the Browns were already locked in. They knew their seed. There are a few teams in the AFC that already knew where they were going to be. There was no reason to play it. With the extra game, it gives a team another week that they have to hold off the field.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, although I think it does hurt overall the amount of the way the game is played and the quarterbacks being out and all that and having to see 75 quarterbacks in a season, it does keep things more competitive for a week longer.
I got one more.
As long as we don't add a playoff team.
I got one more. And I buried this at the end for a very specific reason. I'm glad that Owen talked, because I wanted to bury this at the end. I'm not going to let you call in and guess who it is. Tone, you know damn well load management's been going on when they had 16 games. There is a former Cleveland Brown that everybody loves that absolutely practice load management.
Do not call in and guess
who it
is.
Do not call in and guess. I'm not going to tell you. Now, you might be able to tell from my reaction, but I'm not going to let you get through 216-474-0092. I'm not going to allow that to happen.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.